Shir Nun Beis in Nido Yoredea Yud Aleph Elohei Tov Shemem Beis, August 30th, 1982,
on Monday. Because there are two kinds of vestes. There is a vestes chov, let's say, every 22nd day, every 25th day. In vestes aflogi, vestes chov. Or in vestes achilish, vestes chov. Every 5th of the month, every 10th of the month, and so on. That's a vestes chov. Then there is a vestes bedilut in the progression. Let's say, first is the 25th day as of the preceding year. The previous week, and then 25th day as of the preceding week, and then the following month it will be the 26th day, and the following month will be the 27th day, or in Vesed Achidesh. So first, let's say, it will be the 5th in Nisan, and then the 6th in Iyar, and the 7th in Sib. So that's Vesed Bidilk in the progression. So he says, Yishu Shavua Somach Stashu. Lachot ishoz or bevoas or machmastashmish muteres lebaylo shari kovo begin vestes shomim v'loy bidiluk umiyu chemshish leachay pam achas uchshi yagi achot ishin shom miyem riyas dam achay asuro eino achas. In other words, suppose she saw dam achmastashmish in machmastashmish, then she didn't see dam achmastashmish all the time, but then listen, 6 months later she again saw dam achmastashmish. So she's like Muteres Levayro. But when the Tishrei Habo comes, so then they'll have to be separated. And when it will be exactly 6 months, as of the last year's Dam Machmastash. Miu Chishkish Lachim Pamachas, or Shiagi Achotishono, Rmeyim Ries Dam Achim Asuro. Ein Achas, Vimkom Beset Levias Dam Machmastashish, Shlisho. Zine vese chove, so muteres lishamish. So in other words, lichatchile she does it on the Bible, even if she didn't see it, damach mastashmish in a regular sense, in an established site. Just she saw damach mastashmish in Nisan, and then she saw damach mastashmish in Tishre, so she does it on the Bible, the Nisan Abo, when it's 6 months later. But, if, let's say, she did not see Machmastashmish at that time, suppose she is Ovro, and she did not see Dam Machmastashmish at that time, so Mele, it becomes, because the Beset Shemikogwa is revoked with one omission, But suppose she saw Dam Achmastashmish in Nisan, and then she saw Dam Achmastashmish in Tishrei, and then she saw Dam Machmastashmish, in Nisan again, and let's say in Tishrei again, so in order to have four times, because according to Moses Rashi, in order to have a Beset Kavua Aflogi, you have to have four times, because the first time is not, I mean, there is a Machlekes, but Moses Rashi will say that. So then she saw every happy to have Tashmish, but even if she has one omission or two omissions, so it will not be revoked unless there are three omissions. If Achiria Beset, so Muteres Nishamim Vesel Beset, Achiria Beset Pereshes, Achioke Sholei Shlom. Now let's see here We did not go over the Shach. I mean, I forgot. Sif Lamed Beis, that's on the previous Sif. So we didn't go over last time the Shach and Sif Lamed Beis. Abo in Roa so gibu pomu ritzufi mahalei. Lo italin on the lady, let's richa dikas ashtaris. I mean, that has to do with the din that we learn on Friday, but I forgot to go over it. So, nearly, vidavke רועסו לאחל המדגימו לזוכו וסמבו ונקי אבותיך הזמן הזה כים במנדים גם תאו וכדויקם ומסימן קופצה נגדל נראה די להיצי אישו מבעל לו בשביל כך נראו איזה רמוס איף שיסו פרי גימו פום ריצוף עם החלילה So then, and there was no bia set up in time. So the male, he also called to see damach mastash. So to see damach mastash in the bilion shino achaleide. So the male, she doesn't want to buy it because there cannot be a bio shino achaleide without a bio shino achaleide. So the shach says that's only in the case of wasol achalad gimul izocho. We are talking about late. So there is a yemiteya. After late, there is a yemiteya. So when we say if wasol gimul pomu vitzuvi machalede is loitalim blade and shirasol bailo, that is if the gimul pomu vitzuvi machalede takes place after yemiteya. Achalav gimul izocho v'samach lovu in kevo. Avot teichas manaze if the gimul pomu vitzuvi happen to be in the yemiteya. So midin ator and midin min rabbonon, it's only takones again. So it is, she's, even if she sits down, so she's toil. So avot echaz manazeh kibna din dam teyahu ochel kamen simi kutsali dalet nira de leitzi isho mebailo bishul kach dinei ideach nira oidne shelo ili veo al dam teyah hayne le atzmo avoloi lo yitzi o mebailo. Now in this case, two there is a tachonis again. Two there is a tachonis again. That dam teyar should be also in the lamed gimel yomi of yilel zocho or samach vov yomi of yilel slikevo should be also. But that's only in an ordinary situation. But where it's negayet to be mitaret by law, so then the gaining won't have misake. What can you think? Neither the way teach him a Bible should cast. The name of the Achiro Yidne shall we live in our Dantea, Haile Atzmo, Avoloilo Yitzio me Bible, the Haigam the Kosmu, Aturam Haber, Aposkin, we come and see the Kopsadik. Sadik, Sif Neveis, Gavi Kesen, the Shilosi, the Shemesh, our Dantea, Terebo, Afiro Bismarazé, the Afa Pisha, Achiro of Nasis Oil, shall live in our Dantea, the Atzmo Achiro, Avodinian shall retire of Havato, Loi Achmir, Atkan Shem. Otherwise, there is a loche that will gather some in which is in Rabono. So we are till in the hockey. We are till in the hockey. So, but we cannot be till in the hockey just, you know, capriciously and toss it on and say, hence, so then we are till it that the kesen is from this woman and tails the kesen is from that woman. That we cannot do. So, in other words, if there is a reason, even though the reason is a pragmatic reason, but if there is a pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailoring one rather than the other, so in the melee, we are tailoring. Even though, I mean, it does not necessarily prove that it happened that way. So in other words, suppose a certain robe was worn by two women, and one after the other, and then there was, on that robe, we found the kesset. He found this. So if both women now, so we know that one of them is male, but we don't know which one. So it's not shayach to say we are tailing off. Why to toss a coin and on the basis of the coin to be tailing off in respect to one and lahmir respect to the other, my cousins. But suppose one woman happens to be a soul by her anyway. Happens to be a soul by her anyway, because she's counting. So then we are tailor in that one. Even though, I mean, it does not prove that it's from that woman, but there is a pragmatic reason. So now he is. So the Mishilosi, we share the Saldam Teya. Suppose that robe was used by a woman who did see that, but it happens to be in the Yemeteya, she's a Yehudes, in Lam Gimel Yomim, Samach Vav Yomim. So the Aloha is tailable. And the woman who is not Yisheles Adam Teya, so she is with Teres Lebailo, and we are tailored in the Yisheles Adam Teya. Even though, what kind now is Manazeh, that Mrs. Oilech Mila Latzmo. So, what kind of a pragmatic reason is it? After all, she's the same thing. So, she's Asura. So, the Aloha is So here, we need the Kosh Knoche. What's the Pshat? We need the Kosh Knoche. Why is the Kosh Knoche? Because here, you see, over the Yeruch Lapoche, so the Lizzy Kesset. But Mashiachin here, the Chisi Dan, we are only Chesh as a result of seeing Dan. That the first BF the Lady, so in the fourth Dan, it shall also see Dan. But that's only a possibility. We are not sure that it will see Dan. As a matter of fact, according to most Poskim, the whole deen of Reyeh Damach Mastashmish, Gimu Pomi, Masur Lebaimah, is only the Rabbanon. And even according to the Chalkas Mechikim, in Eben Ezra, who says that Reyeh Damach Mastashmish, is, so Gimu Pomi is Asur Lebaimah, the Raise, so that's only in the case when she's laid down, machmas tashmish, indiscriminate. You see, mashayim came in the case where she saw down machmas tashmish, only gimul ripom nitzuke machalede. So there is a possibility that it's machmas chutzas lay. But since there are no BS that have been tying some melee, we cannot be sure. But there is such a possibility that the reason as to why after lady, In the first year of the lady, so she sees down because who God's running. We don't rely on it lechatchila. But so many of the poskim say, many of the achim say that even according to the halakas mechinkei, that there is damach mastashmish. There is damach mastashmish is asur midraise. So that's in the ordinary case of there is damach mastashmish. But she inki here in this case when she only saw damach mastashmish in the first Bia Haleide, but there were no Bias at that time. There were no Bias intervening between one Leide and the other Leide. So there, everybody will agree that it's only Ozan Drabon. So the Mele is certainly not a certainty that she saw Dam. So, of course, that's why the Shach says the coach boy, the Ochinke Name, Tzadheter, the Machmas Chuches Haleide, Roa Sodam Machmas Tashmish. Why does he say the A? Because the Shach's own Shita is not like the Chalkas Mechikim. So Mele, I said, according to the Chalkas Mechikim, so we say Kosh Knoche, because the whole thing is in the Rabbanon. But the Shach mentioned that as a separate reason, because it's Kosh Knoche even without the possibility of Machmas Chuches Haleide, because the Shach Shita that even in the regular case of Reyedah Machmas Tashmish, it's only also in the Rabbanon. So it's certainly not a certainty, not even a probability, and with rights it's not even considered as a sophie, shemetire. So that's why he said Kosh Knoche. And then he says, but here there is another reason. Alright. The Tashmi says, "Shall we wash of the only the tikkas hashitaris?" In other words, so I mean that's our habit seems to be very reasonable, but it's not so pashut. So the Rambam says, any time a woman is asur lebayim because of rei damach mastashmish v'lepom, but tikkas hashitaris is effective. So suppose she didn't ask any shaylas. And instead of submitting to the Tika Shifere, she had healed the husband. She was not allowed to do it. But it happened that she didn't see any down. So the Bia is as effective as the Tika Shifere. Alright. So we say, Shach says, Mil Kolmokin, who we say Parapera, that's how the Bia we once mentioned, this Aperapera. Because I believe, he's going to tell me, but And she was sworn by law, but suppose she didn't ask any questions, and she was with her husband, and she didn't see any dam achastashmish, so that mitzel is as effective as a bigger shikas. So that the Rabbi says, only if she's over vishim shall give upon. Then he said, the shach is chayyot. Upi ani invite the divrei orav bruvi bitayne bitashmi ze shabiru aso odin bitashvitere. So there is a very remarkable problem of all right. I forgot that we mentioned. The little body. We nearly bitas ape rav neve. The gam vishvitere is now actually the shach has been very strong cast. How can the ape rav neve say that Shimshon, the Eved, is as effective. Lahati on the Bible, only there were three Tashmish, but one Tashmish not. But regarding the Tashifares, so one Tashifares proves it. So why shouldn't one Tashmish prove as effectively as the Tashifares? That seems to be a very strong Tash. And what Rambam says, the Tashmish is actually a loss of it. So when we say that Shifaris, one Pika Shifaris, is effective like the Bible, so that's only in the case where she fell down on the sides of the tomb. So the male and then the guy is that in all the previous times when she saw the machmastashmis, so it's because of the irritated zdoni of the vaginal canal. So because it's not of menstrual allergen, because if it had been of menstrual allergen, now since on top of the shiferes there is a piece of cotton, so the dam should be detected on that piece of cotton rather than on the sides of the tube. But suppose now the shiferes is effective in two ways. One way is that she found dam on the sides of the tube, and the other way is that when she doesn't find any dam, whether on top or on the side. So in the case, so when we say that one Bdikas Shiferes is effective like the Bible, only dam was found on the sides of the tube. So that's the right. If no dam was found, so then the Raya has to be not that he, so the reason is why she is with the Bible, not because the dam came from this donkey. Because she didn't find any dam on the sides of the tube either. But the reason is, we explained it. I mean, not according to the Chazanish. You see, but the way the other Achaim explained it. So the reason as to why she's with Teres Levailo, if no dam is found altogether, neither on the sides of the tube, nor on the piece of cotton on top of the tube, so it's because we say she was pure. So the Rabbi says, according to the Rabbi, in that case, if the rain is that the dam came from his loving, so what we want is enough. But if the dam did not come from this body, and we say the dam did come the previous times from the Mokel, but the fact that now no dam comes shows that she was pure. So that we can say only if it's three times, but if just once, so what kind of rai is it that she was cured? Maybe it just didn't happen that way. If three times, so then we cannot say it's just an accident. So only if it happened three times. In other words, you see, the double Mevovo assumes, like most Achim, that the reason as to why she's Muteres Levayro in the case where no dam is found altogether and the Shifaris. Neither on the sides nor on top is because she was cured, she was Nisrap. So it's very Nisrapa to say that thing. So he said, So that means according to Dr. Mobobo, so that even Gambi Shifaris will Muhammad, like Mozart, with one of the Shifaris. But if we want to plow, we make up a balachas, unless three times. So then it's a rayel that is hard. According to Hasmish, however, so even in the case where she doesn't find any dam on the Shifaris, so we still say that the dam in the previous time escaped from his body. So that's why we understand as to why we don't find any dam on the Shifaris. Because if it came from his body, so then it's like dam in the market. Dam from his body is like dam on the market. Now, so let's say if somebody has a very sore finger, and many times when it's rubbed, so it bleeds. So can we say there is a cycle? I mean, we have to say, I mean, every time. So sometimes it bleeds, sometimes it doesn't bleed. It all depends, you know, how much it was rubbed. It depends upon numerous unknown factors. I mean, sometimes you have some finger and you rub against it, it bleeds. Sometimes you rub against it, it doesn't bleed. So there is no vestus in the Damaka. Masha'inke, if it's of menstrual allergen, so that's the nature, that's the law of nature. So there is a minion of vestus. So the melee, so the Hasmi says, it's a very remarkable explanation. So that we don't have to say that the Ptikash Riferes is a proof in two ways. In the case where he chose Dam and his Godin, so then it's a proof that the Dam in the previous times, Machmas Tashmish, was also Machmas Godin, not from the Mokia. But in the case where no Dam is detected and the two, so then we say it was from the Mokia, but she was cured. No. If the Shifaris doesn't show the Dam, so that's a raya, that it's not from the Mokia. Because if it had been from the Mokia, so the Mokia, that dam, bleeds according to certain routines, according to certain cycles, vessels, according to the principle of vessels of produce. Masha'in came if it was only, so sometimes it bleeds, sometimes it doesn't bleed, sometimes it doesn't bleed. So anyway, the Aperavrade, certainly, certainly does not agree with this word, Chazanish. That's why the Rav Gavra says that. So, Ufiyam is like, you are out of the time, it's not the same as so, only if you think of your teres, the Chimashma, the Chiris Mameni, the Chiris Mameni, the Chiris Mameni, the Chiris Mameni, the Chiris Mameni. Now, with teres with Bailo, shall we come up with evil vessels? So he says, Pirej, Vihunka, Kishi, Hiya, Chotzi, Shono, Aha, Rias Pam Achre, Vilu Yehoaso, O Suri Chai Shekwa, Vichinu Bichubis Rajbo, Shehivi Besios. In other words, since it's a Vesel Chene Kogua, so a Vesel Chene Kogua, you have to be Chai Shish Pam Achas, not Pam Achot, not more. So it's Neka, if there is one of Mishet, so then it's Neka. So here too, once she has to be separated, but suppose she didn't see, so Oz, Achavias Pama Achim, Leroas, or Sul Hajipa. The Hemu, which was a Hajbo, she is Yosef, the Rosheni, the Sul Haj, the Homide, the Mikra, the Himu Zimne, Mega the Hode Zimne, La Fuke, who is a Bas, who is a Holyoke, and people pop into some Abobada, the few, Kobo, Bishlish of Best, the Shogun, when you, Mutelas, the Bible, the Vesset, the Vesset, can be some, even if she's so down, Mahmastashmish, three times, so she's a saw every half year, but between one half year and another, so it's in the depth. Really, the whole idea of the Beset HaKedosh, Chisheshes, he gave him Shimsho Pambeis with the Svod Benissi. Chisheshes HaKedosh with the Svod Biya. V'yasuo Mishamolich with the Svod Biya. In other words, the Shach says, suppose she saw the first time that Machnas Tashmish on the 15th of Tishri, and it wasn't Tishon Uberes. Then she saw again that Machnas Tashmish on the 15th of Nisan, half a year later. So the mail that means that on the 15th of Tishri, the second time, she just saw the Bible. But on the 15th of Iyar, she also has to be separated. Because we don't know. We really don't know that she might be tending to be Kiveya, a Veseta Floge of every half year. Maybe she'll be Kiveya, a Veseta Chidesh of the Damach Mastashi. So, on one hand, there is a possibility that she is developing, cultivating a veset aflogi of every half year damach mastashus. On the other hand, so there is a possibility that she is developing, she's in the process of cultivating a veset achidesh, because after all, the second period damach mastashus was at the 15th of Nisan. Maybe it's because of the 15th of the month. So the 15th of Iyar, she also has to be separated from that. V'miroaso b'tesvot b'yer. So then, this Veset Shinikogua, the possible Veset Shinikogua of Veset Achidesh, to see Damach Mastashmish, the 15th of the month, is Neka, but she's Cheshesh la'afloge chotishono. V'shuvin Cheshesh l'tesvot chidesh. V'yo adin achashishim shopam v'shino, Cheshesh l'yabi v'sa chidesh. In other words, suppose, and when she saw Dam the first time, on the 15th of Tish, so on the 15th of Chel, right immediately after Tashmish. So, and the 15th of Cheshen, she has to be separated from the husband. Why did I should have a and the other is a Hiddish? I will rest up. Well, the of course, you cannot even conceive of the best of Logi with less than 2 years. He said, Vok have really come, Simon Kupites, Gabi Vestis, the Apple God, the Hosom Tzrichel and Mirchash, the Vestis Aguf, Afim Shalui Vishas Vestet Achidish, Kinshe Piako, Pamachas, Vihoaso, Tzrichel Ochelish, Kinshe Pike, Eipam Shemis, Beizis Man, Shemiye, Shame Hosom, Shah Vestet Aguf, Bobe Atzle, Abu Vestet Aguf, Shebo Alveinis, gegen Kvize kann nur Hosom bis sie viel Zeilen in der Recherche ist, aber die Kopo ist in jedem Jodua, nur ein Kompam, sie die Kvize in Taschen ist, Hoshi von der Ehe ist mit Kvize. So now it's we mentioned the Chach before, but this is a very big Kiddush. This Chach is expressive of a very big Kiddush, and it's contrary to the Kiddush of Eitzves in other words. The Halocha we got the best lesson as follows. There is a Halocha of Veset Kuba, and there is a Halocha of Veset Shem. So, Veset Kogua, so according to some of the Shemini, it's Midrali Seasor. Veset Shemini Kogua, according to everybody, is only Midrabon. But Midrabon, she is Asor, the Bible, even in the case of the Veset, even in the case of the Veset Shemini Kogua. Now, here, most Poski, and that stays with Shite, except for the Ohashulchon, a few Achim, but most Poski and some of the Shemini say explicitly that the whole din of Damach Mastashmish, Gimel Pom Asur Bailo, is based upon the principle of Vestis. Principle of Vestis. Of course, the Hashulchan says no, it has nothing to do with the principle of Vestis. That's a special condition, a special of Mimalovin effects. Mimalovin effects. But most Poski say, that most poskim say that it's based upon the principle, it's based upon the principle of essence. It's based upon the principle of essence. So then the question, now, if Vestas, there is Aloha, Vestas Chinikabua, she's a soul of the Bible. She's a soul of the Bible. So then the question arises, who is saying, Nereye Dhammah Mastash, which is being born in the Tzilke? So is that soul of the Bible? Then the husband didn't have to divorce her. So the question is, but suppose she didn't see Dhammah Mastash, which immediately, upon the conclusion of the Tashmish, three times, she saw only one time, she saw only two times, she's not a soul of Bible. But since in the case of Roa Sodam, Gimupon, Ritzuki, Mahmastash, she has saw the Bible only gamble, so even if she sees that Mahmastash is one, she's also got saw the Bible on the basis of Vese Sheni Kabua, on the basis of Vese Sheni Kabua. So the Shah says, the Taz says, in Sif Tezan, that we went to one over, Miu Hishesh is laughing. So the Taz says, explains. The reason is why Re'edamach Mastashim is less than three times, so she has the Bible, because if we are going to apply the general rule of Vesa Chini Kabua, even with one time, so what will be the net result? She'll be a soul of the Bible in the wrong way, with Re'edamach Mastashim once. So in view of the fact that the whole thing of Vesa Chini Kabua is certainly Rabban, it has no basis. It has no basis in Raisa. Because Re'edam Yimuponi, even according to the Rishayim, that it's only Rabbonon, it's Nasmachte, or what as Reb Chaim says, the Chaleishem Vestes is in Raisa in Allah. So when is the Chaleishem Vestes in Raisa in Allah? That's only if there was a Re'ed three times, in accordance with a certain cycle. But a Re'ed once, a Re'ed twice, that has no Chaleishem in Raisa. So, Mashiach came with a change of word, so then it has no basis in the rights. So it's completely the Rabbanon. So Mele, the Chachamim didn't want to answer on the Bible because of that is the Rabbanon of Vesa Chini Kabua. So this is how the Taz explained. On one hand, we say, Gabe Yenisho, Sodam, Mahmastashmi, she discriminately give up on Mitzvah, so she's also on the Bible. But suppose she sees that Mahmastashmi once or twice, so then she's Mutanis the Bible. Mashin came if she sees that Mahmastashmi, not indiscriminately, but in a certain cycle, when she knew it will also, let's say, so then. The next month, she also has to be paying precious from the husband, Lusheni philosophy. Why? So we apply the Alohe of Vesa Chini Kabua also we got the Re'edamach Mastashmis. So then, if a woman sees once or twice indiscriminately Re'edamach Mastashmis, should be assured by the Re'edamre? So the task gives a very simple terrorist. Over there, when she sees down, little shame of the philosopher, so by applying the general rule of Vesa Chini Kabua, she will not become a soul of Bible. She'll only have to be separated, little shame of the philosopher. So anyway, we apply the general thing of Vesa Chini Kabua. Mashiach came in the case where a woman saw just once or twice in Damach Mastashki seen scriminically. So then, if we are going to apply the general rule of Vesa Chini Kabua, what do it mean? That she's a soul of Bible. It's a soul of Bible. So Mele, the Chachamim made a special dispensation in regard to the general thing of Veset Sheni Kabua. This is what it does. But what did the Shach say? The Shach says something else. Now, there is a Veset Kabua and there is a Veset Sheni Kabua. Now, so the Veset Kabua and Veset Sheni Kabua apply to Veset Ayomi and they apply to Veset Agum. Let's say, suppose the Veset consists of having the menstrual flow every 25th day. So if three times she saw down the 25th day as of the previous year, so then it's a vessel from Guavion. If suppose she saw down only once after a flog of 25 days, so then it's a vessel shemical one. So the following month, when it's the 25th day as of the previous year, so she's a suo lebat. But then there is a vessel tabu. Vessel tabu, and according to all the shemim except the Rambam, there is an union of vessel tabu by itself, even uncoupled with yom. The Rambam shittis, we discussed it, that vessel tabu is always coupled with yom. Alright, so, but according to all the other shemim, there is a union of Veset Aguf without Yomi, and there is a union of Veset Yomi without Veset Aguf. And what does Veset Aguf mean? Let's say certain women, they don't have any regular cycle, 25th day or 24th day, but it's very irregular, it can be any day. But every time she has a menstrual flow, so half an hour before the menstrual flow, so she feels heavy in her chest. Or she starts belching, or she feels nausea. So that's a vessel tabu. Or she yawns, or she feels very fatigued, or a headache. That's a vessel tabu. So the halacha is in regard to vessel tabu. Suppose she all of a sudden she's overtaken by a headache, or she starts yawning, or she feels a heaviness. So she's a solabai. That's only a vessel tabu. So then she's a soul bible, even if the vessel tabu is not coupled with yomi. But suppose it's a vessel tabu, we might say, kopso. Let's say, suppose it's a vessel hato, we might say, let's say, kvitze. Let's say, mikvitze. So then, let's say, if a woman, let's say, after she jumps five times, so she has a menstrual flow. So suppose she'll jump five times, she's still not a solar fire. Unless it's coupled with yom. If it's a vesetag group that takes place by itself, so then even if it's not coupled with yom, it establishes a vesetag. But a vessel of kvitze, not a vessel aguf that takes place by itself. So then it only establishes a vessel if it's coupled with yomi. But if it's not coupled with yomi, not. So the shach says, "Va'afad abdosot from yechesh the vessel aguf after shalui divash the vessel achides kin shepia kofa machas viroas." So in other words, the Shach said, suppose a woman was near Damach Mastashmis on the 15th of Tishrei, so then in the 15th of Cheshvan she does not bylaw. Why? Because of the possibility, maybe she's in the process of cultivating a Veset Amuke of Yomi and Tashmis. In other words, of Yomim and Tashish. So, Shach is the Tashi, so she's only a soul of Baila on the 15th of Cheshvan. If she saw Damach Mastashish on the 15th of Tishrei, she's a soul of Baila on the 15th of Cheshvan. But, any other day in Tishrei? Let's say the first of Cheshvan, the second of Cheshvan, the third of Cheshvan, up to the 15th of Cheshvan, she is not a soul of Baila. But, Monefshah, if you consider Damach Mastashmish, like Dam, after a certain Meir Hagu, so she should be Asur. Should be Asur anytime we buy her, just as in the case of Piyakon. So then she establishes a Veset. So he says, and by people, the halacha is that even if she just yawned once, and had a menstrual flow. I mean, she just had a headache for half an hour once and had a menstrual flow. So the second time she gets a headache, she's a soul of bylaw. See, that's all the Bible wants. She has to wait half an hour before she's materis with Bible. So here too she should be a soul. Why Dafke, if she saw that Mahastashis one time on the 15th of Tishrei, so she has saw the Bible only on the 15th of Cheshire, and before that she's materis. But by Piako, so even one time, so she has saw Va'afalki. So it says. ואחר כך גוסם צריכו לניחס ומסצק ופתו שאולי משעס ועסלחים אם שפיעה פה פעם אחת סבירו אז צריכו לוחש אם שפיעה פעם שני איז ואיזה זמן שיהיה שם עושה משעבה סתגוף בו מעצמא וסתגוף שבו על נהינס כדי נקפיצה חוסם בספיר צליין די נחשי השנס אלו בשקובו איזה יהיה ידוע ולא יקום פעם שתקפיץ So בסת התום נקפיצס וצבסת התום בהינס So the law is that Kvitz alone is not cleared. Even if she'll have the menstrual flow three times after jumping, so she's still at a solar bio, unless it's attached to a certain day. So Mimele, if a woman will jump five times and she'll have a menstrual flow, and that happened, let's say, on the 5th of Nisan, so on the 5th of year, if she'll jump five times, she'll be a solar bio. But let's say on the 1st of the year, even if she jumps five times, she's not a solar bio. So that Mahmastashmish has the same thing like Mahmaskitis. So it's Iveset Aldeinis. And Iveset Aldeinis can only establish it in Veset if it's coupled with Yom. If it's not coupled with Yom now. So in other words, so that's the machlekes between the Shach and the Taz. The Shach is Sif Lamedei, and the Taz is Sif Tezai. The Taz holds that the Vias Damach Mustashmish is like Meir Agu. And the reason is to violate our Mahmastashmish Gimukom indiscriminately. So then she's a solar Bible Gamre like Piako Gimukomi Viruasadam. So maybe she's a solar. Every time she starts yawning or she starts goating. So Mashain came there, it's the sheet of the task. So now here's the Mahmastashmish is like here's Dam of a Meiragu. And according to the Shah, Rias Damach Mastashmish is like Ritzes, is like Rias Damach Masenis. So, Daloche, Rigabe, Rias Damach Maskritzes, so it doesn't establish a Beset unless it's coupled with Yomi. So, here too, only if it's coupled with Yomi. Now, I mentioned when we learned the Miseches Midah, so I mentioned that according to the Balamoyas Gilse in the Gemara da Fidalet Mide, and some say that Rashi also had that Gilse. We didn't go over the Gemara inside, but I mentioned it. So there is the Kriyas Veset of Mahmas Kitzes independently, even when it's not coming to but most of the two Paschans like the Shittim Balamoyas. But most of the Psach of the Mechaber and Rabo is not like the Balamoyer and the Torah. So in other words, so according to them, this is what the Shach says. So he says, Avon Peset Agu Shebo Al Deines Kigin Kvitze Kanim Al Hosom בסיף יוזיין, ואינך שש עשר עוד שקום ראים סיבירים ידוע, ולא כל פעם שתקפץ. In other words, who she takes there, that's the sheet of most of shame, not the sheet of the Balamoyer and the Tour. Not the sheet of the Balamoyer. Now, see if you place in the Mechal. Horiyah Mahmastashmish, Gimu pomi osalashinsa. Afiloim in reitze lobiom. Elohim kin roitze le ashinso al bishosh. Gimu yele hetzlo elohim. So in other words, if he's really done like mustache with Gimu, so he's got some with Baal lobiom. So it's some. But there is no Isam Dov. So it's a special, Isam Rabbanan. How can the Sheni cannot make their own Takones? Only the Takones that the Chachomim made, Chazal made, the Tanoim, the Amroim, but our own Takones we cannot make. Sometimes the Sheni did, so it's mentioned. But here it's not mentioned that there was, let's say, Takones HaMigashim, or Takones HaGevim, that she should, he should be Osea to be Nisiyah. So he takes the Mokia and Gimore. Where does he take the Mokia and Gimore? So look in the Beir HaGevim, there is a servant. The Chayshinon Shem Yobi Omer, the Chashetitve, Lekir Yisur Ed Rabbonon, Yiskile, the Osea Lumei Paramo, Kedam Rilom Sefer Yvim Diksuves, HaMigalus Osishtei, Loidinosi Yishchenosi. So in other words, so the same takon that the Mishnah mentions in Suez, if somebody is in Garish system, because we are Heshish, since he is Rodolfo, so maybe he'll be with her, so maybe he'll be Nichsho. So here too, it's even more likely, because over there he is already in Garish, so she's not his wife, but here she's his wife. And especially in view of the fact that she is not an ego, it's only because of the Choshe, maybe she will become an ego. So the same takone that the Gemara mentions in connection with Vandalish sister with Pritodo Mishchinosei, so advise it. So it's not a new takone. It's not a new takone. Now, the Beis Meir, this Tshuva mentions, a Tshuva from the Beis Meir. The Bismaya had a suffering. A certain woman who was sick, and in those days, I mean, the doctors were not able, you know, to cure certain conditions. So the woman had a certain condition. She couldn't possibly become pregnant. She couldn't possibly become pregnant. Why? Because, in other words, if a woman becomes a widow, so then, she can only become a Peres Levayor if she makes Dikas. She makes Dikas, she has to make Dikas of Tzitar or other Dikas. But suppose a woman has a condition, she has sores inside, and the sores constantly keep on bleeding, and so if it is possible to make the Dikas in such a way, so that it will be able to identify any dam that comes from the Mokhe, from the dam that comes, you know, from the source, all right, so then she can retire herself. But suppose she has such a condition and she has so many sores that it's impossible to make any digas, so then she cannot do the Karas Levayo. So of course the Baal is also Lobby Olel. But in that case, the Baal is also Lobby Olel because she is incurably in Nido. She cannot retire herself. So the Beis Meir has his opinion whether the husband of that woman is allowed, as far as the general Yisrael Yehud is concerned, so he doesn't apply to Ishmael because of Suga Bashisham. But in this case, it's not the usual situation because in the usual situation, all she has to do is just to count and to make the details and to be able to be terrible by her. But here, she has a special condition that makes her impure a nido, because she couldn't make the details. She couldn't retire herself. So maybe the same Rabbon applies. Or the Rabbon applies only to the case of a Yimu Pome Mahmastash. So they are in scalding now, because after all, the woman knows that she's not in here now. And it's only that she's a sort of viral because maybe she'll be coming. So anyway, subjectively, it is scalding. It is scalding to the husband and to the woman. So anyway, we are Heshish. And the same thing in this view, let's say, Hamidarish's sister, we thought of Shkonosa. Because since she was his wife, so unfortunately, in the mind of the people, since she was his wife, so it's called the Yisra of Zeus. not that the Israel of Snusa put out Bola Fuyo has shown in the sky, but in this kind of situation where she was his wife, but he lost her, so many people, so they might has shown be made a hetzah. So in many ways, there is a clear. Mashaikin in this case, and in the case of Leah Damach Mastashvish, it's certainly called in her. Because she's not in here now, it's only because of the possibility maybe she'll become a leader of Mastashvish. Mashaikin in the case where she is incurably sick, she cannot cure herself from the needles. So there it's not called, so then that akone doesn't apply. So in the way it's like a regular ego. So there is a loch of Sudamashishani, so it doesn't make any difference whether she is an ego that is expected to be an ego for 12 days, or she is an ego that is expected to be an ego for 5 years, or 10 years, or 20 years. So in the way there is no isha. So the smear has its office, and it doesn't come to any conclusion. But I didn't see one time, but I don't remember. But it seems to me that there is a deal from the Mechaber in Sifya Dalet. There is a deal. Sifya Dalet. Here, Isha Sheneishwa Makis of Tsoy. That's this case. Shein Yechelo Mitve. Teitzin Tachat Bailo. Kidein Shele Yivate Lipir Yogarizya. So the only reason as to why he has to divorce her is because he'll be divided in the period of ego. Suppose he already has children, so then he doesn't get the divorce. So the question is, if we say that he's also a divorcee, so then he should have to divorce her anyway, not because of bitter period of ego. Unless you are going to say, he means the Mechaber means, even if he wants to make an arrangement that she should stay by herself, and whenever he'll visit her in the presence of baby, but he doesn't say that. He says, Isha Shishomachis of Tsoy, Shinichelo Israel, Vincent Rabbi, what do you do? But if there is no time of people period of Israel, let's say he has children already, so then, he doesn't have to divorce her. And he doesn't say here, also Vashiso, why? I told him, Chava mentioned the Sifri Vezas Vashiso, why doesn't he mention here also Vashiso? So it's a riot, because here, we are not. We can't meet our own series. We can't meet our own series. As far as the Yisrael Yehud is concerned, so there is a law of Sudama Shishan. So what difference does it make whether she is expected to be in Nido for 12 days or for 12 years? It doesn't make any difference. So in Mele, there is no Yisrael. But in the case of Rei Damach Mastashvish, so then it's counting now. Subjectively, it's not an avera, subjectively, even though they are told, but people, you know, people are in the habit of being mere, heteroyaxmon, against the thing. Not mere, there are two kinds of mere there. Sometimes it's a mere there, because we don't know the meaning, they think that it's mere. And sometimes a person hears that it's osea, and still is mere there. I mean, she expresses in Bonutia says that there are two types of mere there. Let's say the Vera Tera, the Gemara says, we got a moving mixas. Ishtamutikam ishtamet, so it's not a choshet on the shuot. Why is Vera Tera? Is Vera Tera? So, but, there is certainly no heter of the din to deny the Echei, just because in his mind he expects that when he'll become rich, he'll pay it. He's still in Gaza. But, and even Elam, I mean, because the aloche that the Yehudi Mitzvah is highly shuye, is not considered kosta shuye. Why? Because it's mere tere, doesn't apply only to an amoretz, it can be ego. And still, the Gemara says, he is not choshed shuye, because mere tere. So the question is, what kind of mere tere is he not in shas? The answer is, people, sometimes, when they have to the gear, so on the spur of the moment, they don't even feel it. They don't even feel it. So they do it. They do it. Even so, it's against the deen. Not Meir HaTeira in the deen, but Meir HaTeira against the deen. So that's in the case of Rei Damach Mastashvish, or in the case of Abdarish Ishtay. So they are Meir HaTeira against the deen. Mashiachim, Moshiz, and even Mamish, there is no Meir HaTeira. So then that HaKoneh doesn't apply. So that's how it's Mashma from the Russian. All right. Now, do you see this law? See Flamet law, Mishak, Kaleo, because of the Chivas Maram Padme, Sinidu, the Hilfa Shemit, the Zem is there, Shemidor, the Shemosa, the Torahim, the Mosadi, the Yisay, Mizesh, Shemuhokim, I will show you by the Nezia, Sinin Kukites, because of the Shom, the Mujin, Imperial, the Rivio, Kate, the Yisay, Lehiko. Right. Now, Sifidim, Habe, your Sapsuo, come upon him, Viro, as a dad, Mastashi, where you are the king of Shane Damsu, and I should be shaman, Shabahas, to be in a dam, Mastashi. So if you feel it's absurd, and she saw dam, Mastashi, so we always presume that the dam is Damsu, until she will be shamanish, Shabahas, to be in a dam, Mastashi. So that's a rally that Hoysa Amak. That's what he, that's so it's a rayo that Hoysa Hamako. In other words, if one time after beer she doesn't see any dam, so that's a rayo that the hymen was completely removed. So the male, if after that she sees dam of Mastashmis, so then we have to say that the dam that she sees after that Mastashmis is damido, not Damsu. Because if it had been absolute, so why is it the time before, after the year, she didn't see any dam? Vima hakim kira shoshba mahmastashmi, who the community is, no yedam mahmastashmi. Then Ramo said, she was maram padre. Now Ramo was a contemporary of the maram padre, but he mentions many times, he was a contemporary of maram padre, he was a cousin, he was a shengi bishlishi with the maram padre. So, but he mentions it many times. But you in the post call you read Spama Anecho, you may go to our cloud, which has touched me. Have a week of our worship, you will tell you don't be dumb so mean. So, what the dean mentioned by the Chabad is that in the case where she already had beer and didn't see any dumb after the beer, so then it's a riot, that cold so well that the hymen was completely removed. Mimele, if she sees dam machmastashmish, and after that, so then it's considered like dam nido machmastashmish. And Rabo, Maram Padre mentions another effect, that even if she didn't, even if we postcode really spamas, there was no one being after which there was no dam. Even though after every beer so far, she did see that. But if she has no pain, if she has no pain, we shall stash me, have a little chola washing, we will tell you that that's a big chilish. The bach is chilish. Because in the case mentioned by the Mechaber, so there, since there was one beer, and she didn't see any dam after that beer, ability. So that's a rally that the hymen was completely removed. Mimele, any dam of mustache which could not be attributed to the damsel. Mashem came if she, there were, boy postcom here is Pana. Boy postcom here is Pana. So that means after every beer, so she does see that. She does see that. What does it show? If after every beer she does see that. So that shows that the hymen was not completely removed. If the hymen was not completely removed, so what if she doesn't have pain in the shastas? But the fact is that the hymen was not completely removed because had it been removed, she wouldn't see dam after every beer. And so far she still keeps on seeing dam after every beer. So that's exactly the term as to why the bach is fake. Now the Yosef is interesting. That the Yosef discusses that question, suppose it's in Lo Posko, really is Panechot, but it's Emo Tzahar Klal Mishastashmish. It's Emo Tzahar Klal Mishastashmish. So at first the Yosef says, that we are still Marzikin on the Damsu. We are still Marzikin on the Damsu. Because in as much as we possibly use a Pamechot, So it's very likely that the dam she saw Machmastashi was really the remnant of the dam Suli or dam Suli. Then he says, no, that he doesn't want to be Machria al-Heta, we call it, unless they are, so he says, he doesn't want to be making Mistapir al-Hati, that's mentioned in the Russian language, Mistapir al-Hati, Elon came in your dime with Shudam. So if she has pain with Shastasis, so then you have a dime of it. But if she doesn't have any pain with Shastasis, even though it's with Posco, Lirais, Tamechot, so then the Amoy dime with Hirais, that is Damso. Damoy dime of it. So he's Hishish to nature. But he's more disposed. Because the sheet of the Yosef is really disposed towards the sheet of the back. But he doesn't want to be made. He doesn't want to be made. From the Rambam, it's not much, but you see, the Rambam doesn't even mention the Lashon of the Yosef. He only mentioned the Lashon of Maram Padre. So in other words, the Rambam apparently agrees with Maram Padre. It's not because of the Choshi, Mistapinelah. He doesn't want, to take it upon himself. From the Rambam, it's mashma that it's not just as a choshe, but since she has no tzar, b'shastashish, so then our pedim we cannot attribute it to damsu. Right now, let's see the time. Or v'shimei tzadam v'meno v'apiyamo, v'shimei sholisho, v'shimei sholisho t'ilet. Alright, now, the time. Habeo tzapsu, see if you die. The Yosef woman being there, he said, "Mise kulo nisrichen bike mishvifaret chutz natsu." I asked him to go over the Mishnah of the five categories, four categories. I mean, the Tzavot. So usually the poskim refer to the four categories of women because the narrow, the tchoas of the Sovio, and Mise is included in the same category as the Leitras. When the Hoa saw, all the Hoa saw. All right. So, Habeo Tafu, the Joseph woman, he said, the Nisekulon, Sukhan Dike, Bishifares, Chutz Napsu, Oshedomeo Teirin. So the Dizekhe said, in other words, when do we say that if a woman sees Damach Nastash in the woman, she has to submit to him because the Teres, every woman, except if it's Sulo, who got married, so if she sees Damach Nastash with him upon him, she doesn't even have to submit to it. It's because of that. The Eishel Dalim was, the Psula Nokadidi said, Vishemo, so he says, is a Kuron Tzrichen Dike Tzifere, Chutz Na Psula. So it's maybe Psula, but after the first year by the husband, so she's not a Psula anymore. So why should we attribute it to the absolute? Here the Mechaber says, come upon him, Abel's absolute, come upon him, even though it was in the course of days and weeks and months. So we are still dealing with absolute, but there are 7 days. Abel is absolute. So only after the first year, if she saw Damach Nastash, the first night, but after that, so she should submit to it because she can. Yish dami lechopsuah no kabeset. Vishemo hayi kozman sheipsuah. Kozman sheipsuah means, doesn't mean, even if the number of beers, as long as the hymen is not completely broken, removed, so then she doesn't have to submit to it because she can. V'hayi is mashom ugedishke yineike in skolachat ukedino. Loi yiyaz manu yirei. So, the Mishnah Tzedekes, where the four categories of women are discussed, Machlekes, Sham, Kisira. So, it says there, when Piyaz Mano Mirei, that's Iktano. Iktano is when Piyaz Mano Mirei, and she got married, and then, she has a flow of down. So the husband is allowed to be with her. Even though she passed out. At Shetich Yama. So then there is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, what does it mean, Tichya Amako? So Rav says, Tichya Amako means, and in other words, that Tichya Amako means, Achi Tichya Amako means, as long as she is mutaris l'bailo, as long as when she sits, she shvazda, and I mean, as long as when she stands, she shvazda, and when she sits, she is not shvazda. But if she is not shvazda, or if she is shvazda, it doesn't make any difference. In any position, so then it's a raya that yichya amako. Because if it's loy chalisa amako, so then she should be fast down only when she stands. But when she sits and she is relaxed, she should not be shifat. That's right. And Shmuel says that what does it mean, Hoitza Mako, Kozman Shorin Kimotu Bipe, Shere Machasash. In other words, she is Mutaris Rabbiro, Tano Shorin, Igios Mano Liris. And then he says that she shifat down. So she's Mutaris Rabbiro, even though she shifas down, as long as after every BA, she sees down. So as long as she sees down after every BA, so then it's a raya that lo yichotza amako, and she Mutaris Rabbiro. V'chei potek ha-Rambam kishmuel, v'chei din chazis lo BA, u'v'ki azman al-mirei, sabo al-mirei, u'v'ki azman, so then it's the first step of God. Now it's a tough. Then narrow. Then a narrow. Then narrow. So. Then narrow that is. Oh, that is the Gias Manoirei. Is Aborei. Ubihoa Sobibi Sobio. A narrow that is the Gias Manoirei. Is below you. The second category is in narrow. She's 12 years old, not a baby, not 12 years, but 6 months. So, and it's loyal or as of the day of the day. She didn't have a period yet, the day of the year before she got married. So then, after she got married, she passed down. So she's been telling her by law, in spite of the fact she passed down for 4 nights. And the 4 nights can be spread out over a number of months. Of a number of months. That's what the seal says. That's in arrow. That's in arrow. And suppose she's Biroas of the base of the Yokin Suyin. Biroas of the base of the Yokin Suyin. So Biroas is for the Hun Suyin. Actually, according to the Dina Mishneh, so by Roa, so the days of New York, the Missouri, he's entitled to come alive, even though she is far down. So according to the Takone Satanoi, the Dina Mishneh, he's allowed more than one year to turn into a sneezer. In many years, the first night. But after the first night, not allowed. But then Rabbi Shmuel and the Omru have the same Nindu, the Omru, the Yoklas Mitzvah. And certainly to a point of Shemuel that this Takone Samroi of Rabbi Shmuel, of Rabbi Shmuel Nindu, applies the Chol HaPoches to a Vigret or to a Naro that was of the Zavir. As well as it applies to the Tamar as well, and that point is a Machlokes between the Rambam and the Raya. But it certainly applies the Takone Samoroim of Rabbi Shmuel, of Rabbi Seyun Nindu, the Ombud, the Elias Mitzvah. So it certainly applies to any vigorous, in the Tloivas of Israel, and to Naro, the Tloas of Israel. So that's why the Taz mentions that. But this is not the Dina Mishneh, that's the Din of Yimor. But it's also the Din of Yimor. Ubiroas of Israel, Yokin Yisuyin, the Elias Mitzvah, who is Israel? Visu, so the question is, since according to the divorce. So he is asking the Kashi again, the Mechaber, says, Abir is Apsula Kamabon. What does it mean, Abir? Well, he doesn't say, Abir is Apsula Akhtana. Or, but he says, Abir is Apsula, you may be dangerous. She was a Kamabon in place of you. By dangerous, there is no difference whether Huasa is a real, not Huasa. But anyway, but it means, Abir is Apsula, anyone, you may be dangerous. So we attribute it to Damsulim. We attribute it to Damsulim. Every dam that she suffers until Tishamish Bamachas will deal. So the question is, why does the Mechaba say? The Mechaba should say that these are the Egeyas, or an hour Shehoas and Bezavio, inasmuch as Medina Gidmore, she's only Mechanis and Bayro for Bilas Mitzvah. But after Bilas Mitzvah, so she does all the Bayro. If she, so that means that we don't attribute the dam that she passed after the Bilas Mitzvah to Dam Sulim. Because if we would attribute it to Dam Sulim, so she should still be Mutaris the Bible. So why was it asking that even for months and months she is Mutaris the Bible, as long as she didn't stop seeing Dam after Pashmi? That's the Kasha of the Tad against the Bishyosek, against the Mechada. The Amai made for Bishyosek the whole Absolus in a Beitres, the Aim made a Raya Mahid penetration, Bishyosek. Mentions the Raya to this being from penetration. She Mutaris a Chitiyah Yamai. But when we say, because of our fishing is done kind of the Hulon, Emoel of Bilas Mitzvah, Emoel of Bilas Mitzvah, and according to the Raya, so we did it more even by Iktano, that's why it says Likur. Because according to the Rambam, by Iktano, so it's only such a thing as a day, not even more, but according to the Raya, the Rambam, the Raya, most of the same. So Rabbi Seyne Nidu, Vong, or Eli, El Bilas Mitzvah, Peiris, is applies to every category of women. Even Iktano, shall we be as man of Eli? So don't count on the full name of El Bilas Mitzvah. We call what he means, and show you as he called the name of Dam Havastashi, Mavitin of Adam, Shum, Mitzu, Kim Dreid, Noshim, and the name of Dam Havastashi. That's what it is Yosef saying. So actually, at first, the Yosef says that as long as she continues seeing down after Tashmis, so she's in terms of Bible, in spite of the fact that she's going down after Tashmis 3 times, even 100 times, 1,000 times. As long as it's Lechoisa Mako, even if she doesn't have any pain, she has Tashmis. That's what the Yosef says at first. Why? Because true. Because too, she doesn't have Dhamma Hastashis. But then we cannot say that the hymen was completely removed. Because it's true that she doesn't have any pain in Hastashis. But we cannot say, on the basis of the fact that she doesn't have any tzar, the Hastashis, that the hymen was completely removed. Because if the hymen had been completely removed, not the mashu being left, so then, why should she see down after every beer? The fact that she sees down after every beer shows that it wasn't completely removed. So why doesn't she have pain with Shastashmis? Because most of it was removed. So, but since it wasn't completely removed, so there we have to be tailored, as Joseph says, we have to be tailored at first, as Joseph says, we have to be tailored in Damsuli, in Damsuli, in Damsuli. Like the back, then he can lose. Elo di mistapine, but he doesn't want to be naked. Elo di mistapine rehatia. Elo di king, you yodai nechiches. She would absolutely. So you see, I mean, how careful the Mechaba was. As a matter of fact, the Mechaba, you see, the Mechaba mentioned it in Habir es Apsulo Kamukoni, Yehoa Sadam Ahfastashis, Leila Marukinon Shein Damsula Shishamish Pamach. He doesn't discuss the case where she still sees down, but no case. Why doesn't he want to discuss? Because even the Bessiosef, he didn't write in Sakaloch. The Mechaber, he wrote in Sakaloch. I mean, he reminds him. So in even the Bessiosef, so he mentioned that he is disposed of the Shite, that he is Mutea, but reminds him he is afraid to be made, unless there are Lidaimachites. That means, if she still has pain in the Shastra. But he doesn't want to pass in one way or the other. He doesn't want to spell it out that it's Buddha like the Bach, because he is Sefer Shoshes, but he doesn't want to pass in that we have to treat her as real Dhamma Kastashmich, because after all, he is disposed of the Shite, that as long as she sees Dhamma after every year, even though she doesn't have any pain, so it's still attributable to Damsuri. So he doesn't discuss it. And Rambo does mention it because Rambo doesn't agree with the Rambo. That's why he mentioned it. So they say, El Mistapin, El Atem, Shu Dainu, Damsuri. The Mir Hot was a Mistapin, I didn't care much in the heart. Why do we say the Mistapin? Because now the Aloch is so we don't rely and go home to our mother. So he said, that's why he said, it's a pity. Behind the sheet, she looks at Sarah with the air. The head because of Rabbi Padre, she may look at Sarah, while with the air, and she hold a motion. The Akhod is a Hamoka, who may be home is now close up, she may have been in the zoo. Now it is remarkable, because the Bach happens to be the biggest machine in the Hasidim. He happens to be the biggest machine in the Hasidim. Among the possible, of course, the biggest machmir of the Hasidim is Rambam, because Rambam is Rambam. Every woman has to make it ikei of the tashmish, before tashmish. But among the possible machmir, so the Bach happens to be the biggest machmir. The biggest machmir of the Hasidim. So, but here, he's making against the Rambam. So, Umirichom is also Tavshem in Shmirichom. Kidney shame or right. Did you walk out with the Rachel Kiria Mako? Behind the Shmuel called Manchay Mahmastashi, who was up in the shame in Shomrai, with the Alman Ray. We coached him who asked him to be a king and swim. Shame she will have to live in a Mishne, Rabbias Mitre, Mimela Haka, Kolub Soleo, we can no one should hear the Hakim Sulo, because she died in the Hinche. Was not only the Tal the Grafada with the Shikh of Murapa. The Gamarambam came to be a cause of how the Ray Mahmastashmi, the Tawino Mitsumi, the Iso, Shedino, Achitiria Makodavke, Achitiria Makodavke. So from the Russian Rambam, it's Mashma that only when it's Medina Mishne, that is Achitiria Mako, so then we rely on Masheinke, Medina Divore, so she's a soul of the Bible, and we don't rely and we matter her the Bible, Achitiria Mako, so then we don't attribute it absolutely. But that doesn't mean that the Rambam would be more machmir than the Rambam. That doesn't mean if she still has pain at the time of the tashmish, so then there is a riot. Then there is a riot that the hymen was not even substantial. So then it's a riot that the hymen was not even substantial anymore. So in that case, we can attribute it to the damsel. Right, now the shaman. That feeling, but for me, is that Bachel, who was at that moment, said, oh, Bishas Tashmish, Talimon, the damsel. In other words, you see, the fact that she has great pain, Bishas Tashmish, indicates that the hymen was not even substantial. But if she doesn't have pain, the shastashmis, so then it's a raya that substantially it was written. But if she still can find the tech down after every day, so then it's a raya that it was not completed. So that's the machlokes between the Marampadu and the Bach. Where the hymen is substantially, but it's not completely removed. So can we be tailored? Can we be attribute the dam machmas tashmish to dam suri? So that's the sheet of the bar. Yes, Because, after all, to see, to have menstrual flow as a result of Tashmish is an unusual phenomenon. Why do all the Rishayim and most Poskim say that the whole thing of Asur Levayor, the whole thing of Asur Levayor is only the Rabbanon? Why don't the Rishayim to all we see? And according to all these Rishayim, not only if she saw 3 times Tamach Tashmish, even if she'll see 100 times Tamach Tashmish, she will not be a solo bio with the Raisa or with the Rabbon. Why? Because with the Raisa we have to attribute it to Hakoyas Hasgodin. So even though Hakoyas Hasgodin is not a usual thing, the average woman does not have Hakoyas Hasgodin, but to have a menstrual flow as a result of Tashmish is even more unusual. So that's why with the Raisa. So the name of the Sheikh of the Bahri is that as long, even though, so that even though so she has no pain with Shastashmi, she has no pain with Shastashmi, so that she certainly right that substantially the hymen was removed, but as long as she always can be taken down after every beer, so the male, so it's a raya that it was not completely removed. So the anyway, we can tell it, rather than the tailor in menstrual flow provoked by the touch, which is very unusual. That's the swallow of the Bachel, the person that we need to start one shatash, Talino Yamsu. I will choose as much as the other one. Now it's a very important chili, I don't know whether we should have Masi Dionin, Cinnamon Zan, Harry, who Posakara, Einshop, the Gamma, the Sioset Gupte, Kosa Bisego, Mr. Pinelo, Eloy Ki Yodai Mechihei, Shehud Amsal. You see, the Taz is Machia, like the Maram Tazi. And the Shah, he mentions both, and we don't say it, not only the Shah. The Shah doesn't want to be Machia. But there is a very long tshuva in Masih Yom. Now, there is, I mentioned the Masih Yom, it's part of the Gerek, it's very important. Because the Masih Yomim discusses the whole thing of the 4 categories of women. All right, so it reminds me it's not the beginning. Because now this man has said, every woman is only allowed to be doing a speech. Okay, not that one. They'll do a speech with it. But the child is the Masih Yomim mentions in very big. And the Kuntra Sachem of the Rav Shulchan Aruch is very remarkable Kuntra. That's primarily on Kuntra Zayin. So there is really on the Masih Yomim. The Masih Yomim mentions a very big Chiddush. So in that Chiddush, in the Sheet of Masih Yomim, there is a big Kulei and there is a big Chumre. So, first of all, there is a big Chumre in the Masih Yomim. Now, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah mentions 4 different categories. So Ktano, Cholidias Magnus, Vinicius, so the Alochim, even though she should pass down, she is Mutteres for Bailach, Kirchyamat. So it can even extend for months and months, and even maybe for a year or more. Let's say, if it's Loichoisamat, so she Mutteres for Bailach. Then the second category. Now, she gives money. Every now and then she gives money. But the lawyer was, so according to the CLL, she is allowed ladies, and the allowed ladies can be spread out in the course of many months. And then the third category, now she gives money, the was on the piece of it. Now she she hears Manavirites, they roar some of the Israel. Now she hears Manavirites, they roar some of the Israel. So she's entitled to a Lilo Echo, in many years. And then they dress. So only the last week. So only the last week. So the question is, suppose she's enough. Let's see what happens. Now the Mishnah, that's an album thing. To make a choice, we have one of the other pieces. The Shama Eman makes for Abale, who be pursuing him, at the Tich Yama, he gives one of the other pieces, the Shama Eman is for Abale, who be pursuing him, as he so he shot Abale, who are so great of this of Dio, the Shama Eman is for Yasmin, who be pursuing him, come by the court. And then by Mishre, so that what he is, only Birasmit, only Birasmit. So, suppose she is a Naro and Roasom de Sabir. So, we still say, Kolalailoko. In other words, he left the first thing. So, and she found that. He's born a little bit of a shame. And she still found that. So, he's Mutalobi a little bit of a shame. But the second night, he's not allowed to be born. He's not allowed to be born. Oh, let's say now. Shaloi was of this of yours. So this he will say, Arbalis. And it can be spread out. It can be spread out even in the course of months. But more than Arbalis, he's not allowed. Suppose, let's say she got this is the MOB, let's say, Tuesday night. So Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, she already had four beers. So it's already Shabbos, he's not Mutalov Yoga, according to the Din of the Mishnah. It's already beyond the four layers. So he's not allowed. So what is it? But the Mako is very chosen. The Mako is very chosen, is it? She still sees down after every beer. But she's still asur. So the question is she asur in the Haise? Even though the Mako is very wholesome, so she's still asur in the Haise. In view of the fact that it's after Dalwayes, in view of the fact that it's after Lailorishin, so she's asur in the Haise, or she's only asur in the Haise. So the Masjid Yomi says a very strange thing. It's not this time. And the Rashi Noach is chilik. He's chilik, I mean. The amazing thing is that, except for the Rav Shulchan Aruch, I didn't see anybody who should discuss it. The Rav Shulchan Aruch discusses it in great length in the Kuntrasah. But the Masjid Yom says that these shiurim that are mentioned in the Mishneh are shiurim in the Raisa. It's a very strange thing. Because here the Mishneh says, according to the Sira, so if she's in Nara, she hears Mother Lilies, the Loy Oaso Adani de Sabio, then he says, even though she shifas down, so we give them four layers. But beyond the four layers, then she's a sorabai, if she shifas down. So the Master Yom says, Midraise she a sorabai. And let's say, if she's Oaso de Sabio, so Bisil say, Kolalailokulo. But after the first night, she passed out, so she asur. So that means midraisa is asur. In other words, after the first night, if she has the flow of doubt, after the first night, so then we don't attribute it to doubt.